This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
دع الأيام تفعل ما تشاء وطب نفسا إذا حكم القضاء ولا تجزع لحادثة الليالي فما لحوادث الدنيا بقاء.
A very short khatira. We're in the blessed 10 days, and one of the things that we're supposed to do in every time we come across one of these blessed days, whether it's the days of Ramadan, the nights of Ramadan, whether it is these 10 days, one of the things that we are encouraged to do is to add to our routine during these days, and then to maintain an element of that routine after those days. As I said, when we had Ramadan as well, the goal is to raise the bar. And Allah blesses us with these incentives that allow us to raise the bar. Once the bar is raised, when that time frame is over, it might lower down, but we shouldn't bring it back to where it was before. So one encouragement to myself and all of you during these 10 days to add to our routine, and I've spoken about this, and I know that Ustad and Imam have also spoken about this, is a very simple sunnah that is something that should be a part of our schedule as much as we can throughout the year. And that is the sunnah of Salat al-Duha. The sunnah of Salat al-Duha. Salat al-Duha is a very, very strongly encouraged sunnah. It is small in its time frame, and yet its reward is massive. One of the things about Salat al-Duha, by the way, unlike Qiyam, is that our Prophet ﷺ would make long Qiyam, long tahajjud. But from what we gather from the Sunnah, Salat al-Duha was not long. It was in fact short surahs. It was not Surah Baqarah and Ali Imran. It was the short surahs that he would recite. So the whole Salat al-Duha would not take more than a few minutes. And the reason why our scholars say that despite the fact that it is shorter, its rewards are so great, is that Duha time frame is typically the time frame when we are busy with the dunya. That's when we go to work, when we're in the fields, when we're doing business. So if we can break away from our dunya routine, even for 10 minutes, 5 minutes, that blessing is equivalent to a much longer time frame outside of Salat al-Duha. And our Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam encouraged us to pray duha in many ahadith. Of them he said, Salatul awwabin hina tarmadul fisal. Salatul Awwabin, he gave it an adjective. The Salah of the penitent, the Salah of the ultra righteous. He called it Salatul Awwabin. The term Awwab is an adjective that Allah uses in the Quran to describe the Prophet Dawood and to describe a number of the prophets. Allah says of the prophets, they were Awwab. Awwab means turning back to Allah. And our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, Salatul Awwabin. He called duha awwabin salah. So salatul awwabin is when the young camels have to raise themselves on the ground and walk away. Meaning, the point here, duha, as we are all aware, can be prayed any time from when the sun rises, basically half an hour, 45 minutes after Fajr finishes, until before the zawal, so before dhuhr. So that's like 5 hours on an average day. Maybe in the summer, 6-7 hours. The ideal time, the best time, is right before Zawal by half an hour, a little bit before Zawal. And this is the hadith, Salatul Awwabin hina tarmadul fisal. Fisal is the baby camel. And the baby camels, they would lie in the shade until the sun's heat would make the pebbles too hot for them. Then they would stand up and go away. That's gonna be, suppose Dhuhr is at 1:30, that's gonna be around 12:30, where the sand pebbles are so hot, the baby camels would walk away, they could no longer be on the sand. Our Prophet ﷺ said, Salatul Awwabin ina tarbadul fisal. The Salah of the Awwabin is at the end of the Salatul Duha time. So he called the end time of Duha, Salatul Awwabin. And our scholars say, overall, Duha is Salatul Awwabin, but the ideal time to pray is at the end. But you can also pray at the beginning, as we know. And Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu said, my Khalil, my best friend, he advised me 3 things. I will never leave them until the day that I die. Number one, he advised me to fast 3 days of every month. Number two, he advised me to pray my witr before I go to sleep, never leave witr salah. And number three, he advised me to pray salat al-duha. So Abu Hurairah radiallahu anhu would have these as his three sunnah routines. He never gave it till he died. 3 days fasting of the month, praying the qiyam and tahajjud and witr every night, even if he's not going to wake up, before he goes to sleep, he's going to pray it. And salat al-duha every single day. This is from the routine. And in the hadith in Sahih Muslim, our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, every single morning when the person wakes up, every joint in his body, one sadaqah is owed to Allah. Every joint that you have to give sadaqah. The Sahaba said, how can we give that much sadaqah, Ya Rasulullah? He said, don't you know, saying Subhanallah is a sadaqah, and Alhamdulillah is a sadaqah, and Allahu Akbar is a sadaqah, and smiling is a sadaqah. Then he said, and all of this, every single joint, can be expiated, can be taken care of by praying 2 rak'ah of Salat al-Duha. If you pray 2 rak'ah of Salat al-Duha, then the obligation of thanking Allah for your entire body and health and wealth, it is as if you've done it by those 2 rak'ah of Salat al-Duha. And by the way, Salat al-Duha is 2 or 4 or 6 or 8. Our Prophet sometimes prayed 2, sometimes prayed 4, sometimes prayed 6, and he regularly prayed 8. The routine was 8, but sometimes he prayed 2 and 4 and 6, and we find a hadith of all of these. In fact, the famous hadith of Ummi Hani, his cousin, the older sister of Ali ibn Abi Talib, she accepted Islam in the conquest of Mecca, that she came to negotiate, you know, the release of her husband from the Prophet in the conquest of Mecca, and she said, I found him praying Salat al-Duha 8 rak'at. This is the day that Mecca has been conquered. There's so much going on in the world. He did not allow the conquest of Mecca to interfere in Salat al-Duha. Think about that, right? What is more important than the conquest of Mecca? What political event was more important? And yet still, he prayed 8 rak'at on the day that Mecca was conquered. And Ummi Hani said, I came and I saw him pray and I waited till he finished. Then I had my conversation with him. So 8 rak'ah he prayed on that morning. So there are many blessings for Salat al-Duha. And inshallah with this we conclude. Number one, our Prophet called it Salatul Awwabin. If you want to be in that category of Awwab, you have to pray Salat al-Duha. Number two, our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam gave it of the specific advice to Abu Hurairah that he said, Awsani, the wasiyya. Number three, he considered praying even 2 rak'ah, which is the minimum, to be equivalent to having done your duty to thank Allah for every single blessing that you have been given. That's the bare minimum that we should do. Number three, number four, our Prophet added something to that, and he said, whoever prays Fajr in Jama'ah and then sits in his place doing dhikr and then prays 2 rak'ah, which is the earliest time of Salat al-Duha. By the way, Ishraq is what you call Duha when it's done early. So Ishraq is something we're uncommon in our culture as a result, the Indian Pakistani culture. Ishraq is simply the term for Salat al-Duha when it's done in the early morning. But it's also called Salat al-Duha. So if you pray Ishraq prayer after Fajr, but sitting from Fajr until Ishraq time, our Prophet said in one report, you will get the reward of Hajj tamma tamma tamma. In another report, he said you'll get the reward of Umrah. The point being, you will get a massive reward for literally, no exaggeration, 45 minutes to 1 hour of ibadah. A massive amount of reward for just sitting after Fajr prayer, doing your adhkar, reading Quran, not doing anything of the dunya, and then as soon as it is time to pray Ishraq, you stand up and you pray Salat al-Duha. He said you will get the reward of an entire Hajj. Brothers and sisters, none of us is going for Hajj this year, Allah al-Musta'an. Let's at least one of these days try to get the reward of the Hajj by performing Duha connected to Fajr. How will it be connected to Fajr? We sit after Salat al-Fajr, we do our adhkar until it is time to pray Salat al-Duha, and then we pray 2 rak'ah, that's it, and we will get that reward of the Hajj tamma tamma tamma. So this is a small deed, and yet its rewards are immense in the eyes of Allah. I ask Allah Azza wa Jal to make us of those who pray Salat al-Awwabin and to make us of the ranks of the people of the Awwabin. Jazakumullah khair. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
يا من أجبت دعاء نوح فانتصر وحملته في فلكك المشحون يا من أحال النار حول خليله رحمة
روحا وريحانا بقولك